40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Former President Trump has sent the country a buzz with his statement that he believes he'll be arrested Tuesday as part of a hush money investigation by Manhattan's district attorney.
In a tweet, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called the potential indictment an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA. He said he's directing relevant committees to investigate if federal funds are being used to, quote, subvert our democracy by interfering in elections with politically motivated prosecutions. In a statement, former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, the grand jury's consideration of this case makes clear no one is above the law, not even a former president of the United States. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
The Swiss government is reported to be putting pressure on UBS Bank to take over a rival. UBS is reportedly asking the Swiss government for $6 billion to do so. Banking consultant Bert Ely.
Credit Suisse has had problems for some time, including some serious management issues. But, you know, it looks like it's just going to get absorbed by UBS, with possibly parts of it spun off to others.
Officials in Monterey County, California, say they have a $400 million plan in place to permanently fix the levee that broke a week ago, flooding hundreds of acres of strawberry fields. Thousands of people were evacuated. Glenn Church is the county district supervisor for the area.
Monterey County's not just committed here to making this community whole again, but, you know, to making it better.
North Korea test-fired a short-range ballistic missile this morning, its fourth in a week, and it was just a day after the North state media claimed 800,000 people had volunteered for the military to help counter the U.S. More from reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
This latest North Korean test came 3 days after a long-range missile launch, adding up to four missile tests since last Sunday. And the North's expected to continue that pattern, with several days left of joint military drills involving South Korean and American forces, as the US has also redeployed a nuclear-capable B-1B bomber to the peninsula.
At least 12 people have died. Many buildings and homes have been damaged by a 6.7 quake that struck the South American nation of Ecuador. Paul Caruso is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says the quake hit 41 miles below the surface.
If it would have been much shallower, it certainly could have been worse. The depth will mitigate some of the damage that we would expect to be caused by a shallow earthquake.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now then, Dmitry, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dmitry. The hydrogen bomb.
Kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of the Skin Tones. That is H-Bomb on Max Inc. Heavy, a classic track from the Skin Tones there. Played in America before that. That's brand new Skin Tones from their new album, Coming to Collect. That CD release party is happening March 31st at the High Noon Saloon with the Pimps. Congratulations to the Skin Tones. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker will be by shortly. Original local music from Wisconsin, focusing on the hard rock, punk, and metal scene. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're stopping by the studio. They have a brand new CD out. It's called The Riff Element. It's really good. Their CD release show is coming up. We'll have all the details and the fun chat coming up after 10:30 tonight. Essential Last Crack at 11 today. We were just talking about the Pimps, and they are hanging it up. After, what, 25 years of making music? They're hanging it up. They're calling it quits. They had a show last night in Rockford for St. Paddy's Day. They're going to be back in Madison March 31st at the High Noon Saloon, opening up for the Skin Tones for the CD release party. Here are the Pimps from their album, To a Cool Person. This is Something on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
It's an unconscious motion all the way down by the pound. The shit you read about a nice round figure. Anyone can figure out and everything's for nothing if you're willing to try. Gotta make an even dude, you gotta try to stay high. Cause everybody is in on something now. You gotta find out who, you gotta find out who and what it is. I know you feel me right now cause everybody is in on something now. You gotta find out who and what it is.
trust having associates. I keep appearances below the line of minimum. Lay into them, get into them, but only for an interim. Intent to purposes, I'm gonna bitch you on the fish. I hope nobody notices, hope nobody cares. Cause everybody is in no sort of depth. You gotta find out who, you gotta find out who and what it is. I know you feel me right now, cause everybody is in no sort of depth. You gotta find out who and what it is. What it is.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxinc Heavy with Faster, Faster, Faster from their Rabbit Hole EP. That was Nag Champa. They're going to play a show at Kochanski's on April 7th. with Annus Obvious and The Uncomfortable Moment, Peach Vomit, and The West Nile Crows. Again, that's at Kochanski's in Milwaukee, April 7th. Stick around. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. We're stopping by the studio after 10:30 tonight. I've got new music on the way from Looks Can Kill, and we'll find a way to play some Whiskey Pig so it doesn't get me fired off the air. New music from 20 Minute Mission now. Their new album is called Destrium, recorded at Megatone Studios. It's out at the end of March. Their first single is out right now. Here's brand new music from 20 Minute Mission. It's called Room 8 on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Yeah. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy with The Gusto from their 2010 EP. That's the song The Plot. Brand New Looks Can Kill before that. Their song Brainwashed. That's from the new album Turn to Stone. They're going to be up in Neenah, Wisconsin on April 29th. In Milwaukee on May 20th. And they'll be at Maybash on May 27th. That's up in Ryle, Wisconsin. Their next Madison show is Snotfest July 22nd here in Madison. Coming up here, the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're going to come in, have a chat about their new album, and we'll hear all about their CD release show. Maxine Kevy is presented by Ignite Glass and Gifts for glass, gifts, and vape. Shop igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. As promised, I found some Whiskey Pig to play on the radio for you. It's pushing the boundaries. We'll see what happens. This is Tom Waits on Max and Kevy. We are local music. Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. Hey! It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief, an extraordinary week lies ahead, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a social media post, former President Trump says he expects to be arrested Tuesday as a Manhattan prosecutor eyes charges in an alleged hush money case, money allegedly paid to women during the former president's first campaign.
A Swiss bank is reportedly being pressured to take over a rival, former counsel to the Federal Reserve Board, Cornelius Hurley.
It's been a surprise to many people how suddenly the banking crisis in the U.S. Leapt across the ocean, and it appears to have been a precipitating factor in Credit Suisse's immediate problems.
Monterey County, California has a $400 million plan to permanently fix the levee that broke a week ago, flooding hundreds of acres. Glenn Church is the county district supervisor for the area.
I'm not going to rest until this happens. I'm a native here. This community needs to be put back whole.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's up?
Heavy with the Faith Hills Have Eyes. That's their brand new album called The Riff Element. Awesome, awesome song. Rocker, we call it Maxine Heavy for bands like the Faith Hills Have Eyes.
Jimmy, the Faith Hills Have Eyes are musical brutality with twists. They will venture down every avenue of rock, metal, and much more, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes break cliches while embracing them sincerely. In the studio with us right now, Gordon, Aaron, and Goat. From the Faith Hills Have Eyes, welcome to Maxine Kevy.
Hello, thank you for having us.
You're beautiful metal people.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, before we jump into it, tell us about this last the song we just heard, the title track to the album.
The Riff Element was essentially trying to one-up each other while we were writing. Our old drummer, 3, 4, 9 drummers ago, said that it wasn't technical enough, it wasn't heavy enough, needed to get better. So I just wrote faster, harder, and he started to hate me.
And I would say we've had 4 drummers in the making of this album, gone through that many. There's the Spinal Tap for you. And it was always a doozy of a song for them to have to do. But our new drummer, Brian Martinez, he likes to open and warm up with this song, so I think we're on the right track.
It used to be the litmus test if someone could come and play in the band, and he just showed up day one. He's like, you guys ready? Ready to go? All right.
That's the audition song. Hey, for our listeners who might not be familiar with The Faith Hills Have Eyes, tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, we really, truly love all kinds of music, and we can't ever decide exactly what we want to do. But it all comes into like a focus of we've all loved heavy music ever since we were young. Death metal, thrash metal, new stuff, old stuff, it all had to come in. It all went into the kitchen sink too. It's there.
As far as the songwriting, what kind of material is your title, you know, or I guess what is the material that you write about most often that identifies your band?
The lyrics are quite different than the titles, and that's the thing. We usually just laugh at practice, and we have all these ridiculous titles, but I spend a lot of time on the lyrics, and I always have in older bands, so it's kind of funny that people pay more attention to the songs that have the most ridiculous titles, and that's cool, because maybe they don't care as much about the lyrical content, but I definitely spend a lot of time on it, but it's just the titles that make us laugh the most, and I kind of make it somehow work in my brain that it applies to my lyrics.
Well, what's the trigger to the lyrics that you come up with?
Well, there's always a constant search for individuality amongst capitalistic structure and moneyed structures. And then there's also, with that fun stuff, there's drugs and sex and mortality.
Okay, so now let's get back on track, and I'm going to be very blunt. Who the hell are you guys? No one knows who the Faith Hills Have Eyes are. When did you start? What did you do? How did you get to be in front of me?
Well, now it's like 13, 14 years ago. I met Aaron working at the record store downtown, and I pestered him all the time saying, I got riffs for a band. We should name the band The Faith Hills Have Eyes. And because I just thought it was funny to smash two things together. I think I saw in the record store, Hills Have Eyes right next to Faith Hill, and I'm like, that's pretty good.
It was originally going to be a grindcore band for fun, because we were both in other bands. But yeah. Then I heard his riffs, and I'm like, these riffs are amazing. And again, I didn't think it did fit any style. So that bio you talked about is really old, but it still really applies, because I think our music keeps changing and evolving over these years. Sincerely, like in different dynamics, because if we go extremely heavy, then we want the rock and roll part. If we do the rock and roll, we want to go somewhere else. But back to your point, yeah, we formed this as a side band, and then it became our main band because the songs were damn good, and we stayed together. When did you join Goat?
The Goat. When did the Goat come on?
Man, I think I came in.
Can't remember.
What does the Goat play?
Guitar. So co-guitarist. man, 7 years ago, 8 years ago now?
It feels like it was yesterday, but time has become a fluid concept.
Yeah, it sure has.
Yeah. So you guys have been around for a while.
So for all the members, our only second guitarist ever.
Yeah. So it was. Let's go back then to your drummers.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, I know one of them passed, but you've went through several drummers.
Our bass player passed, but the drummer struggle has been very real. We started with Nick Bartley years and years ago. He was one of the three major catalysts to this unfortunate event. And he's a great guy, but he ended up moving to California. And we had Paul Kennedy, then Paul Lang. We had a thing with Pauls for a while. And
we were going to say everyone had to be named Paul, but we changed that rule for Brian. Everyone was going to have to be named Paul to be our drummer, but we switched that for Brian. He was so good.
Yeah, Brian was pretty good. And for a long time, I've wanted to reach out to Brian Martinez because I've loved his work in bands like Twitchard, Kill Jr.
Yeah.
And
he, in my opinion, he's one of the best drummers in Madison.
He's ludicrous.
Sorry, rocker.
Hey, that's where I get my drumsticks, man. He's great because he also plays with the Packers marching band.
He does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does the drum line for that, and I think another one in Illinois as well, yeah. in his off time. I think he's only in 7 or 12 bands.
When he's not drumming, he likes to drum.
He's a Bear fan, big time, but he drums for the Packers, you know? Hey, real quick, I mean, you guys have the horrible knowledge of losing a member of your band. I mean, talk about what that did to the guys, to the nucleus of the band.
It was really devastating. I remember, actually... the whole album kind of, there was a big period where we were right about to record and it was always kind of just out of reach. We were right about to start. We're going to get in the studio. We're going to demo everything up. And really the last thing I got to say to Woody before he passed was, I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing knocked out. So it was painful at the time, not being able to get everything onto tape, I guess, digital, mm-hmm. whatever, yeah. But not having it in some sort of format that could be shared with people and experienced by other people. It's now it's like closure to know that the work is done and all of the work he did in the band has been done justice now.
Do you feel that, you know, obviously this album is going to be part of them and a remembrance of your bandmate?
Inside the inlay, there actually is a tribute to him as well. And it says eternal energy in the lyrics. I actually decided for my Bong Wanderer's Blood to just go a scream that actually says Woody, and we put eternal energy in the lyrics. But I just tried it, and that's the first take. We could never do another better one. We kind of looked at each other afterwards like it was wild. And
that's track 4 on the album that you're talking about.
And then we made lyric videos for all these, and in Dio de Janeiro, Larry King, The Punishment Due, the dot dot dot.
Some of those, I have to admit, there's some of the more creative song titles that I've seen on an album. We have track 2 is Obama's and the Papas, and Dolly Parton, but like Dolly, like Salvador Dali. Right, and Whitney Houston, We Have a Problem. Where do you guys come up with these names?
He just answered that. It's for the people that don't pay attention to lyrics.
It's a rhetorical question.
It's just that they got to be funny. Yeah, we got to mix it. We're going to start throwing Larry King into more. We have a new one, Danzig with Myself. I'm proud of for that, for the new stuff coming up. But in the lyric video for Dio de Janeiro, the chorus shows Woody. We included him in that because he always sang that chorus with me, and so even though he's not in the band now, he is in that lyric video for those parts as well.
Yeah, you know, his passing was really difficult on me personally. We shared the same side of the stage every show we played, every rehearsal. We were right beside each other, running into each other, tripping over each other, hitting each other in the head at times with bass headstock. So you know, it was a devastating loss, but I think I speak for all of us. We're extremely proud and happy we were able to finish the album and kind of bring his honor in that format, so it's there forever.
I think it's admirable that you guys were able to pull together and get the album done. you know, continue the band. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Some bands would, you know, probably just give up at that point in time because the loss would be just too much. And that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's good that you guys were able to do it.
And even if he can't corporally be in the band, we always feel like his spirit in what we do. And also, it kind of feels a little, it's not doing him service to talk about it so seriously because the dude was like the life of the party,
Yeah. Always
laughing. I mean, he fit in with us since day one because we're always like, that's where the song titles come from. That's where the energy for doing everything is. It's always been about, we want to make great art. We want to make something that we want to hear ourselves. And at the end of the day, we want to have a great time with each other.
We have Goat, Gordon, and Aaron here from the Faith Hills Have Eyes. The CD release show for the Riff album is coming up at the High Noon Saloon, March 23rd. It's here in Madison. If you're outside, if you're listening to us like in Oshkosh or Green Bay or something like that, you should definitely make a trip down to Madison for this show if you like metal. Give us the elevator speech for this CD, why people should come to the show and buy the CD.
We're going to play this CD album in order one time only at this show, and some of these songs are so old they might not stay in the set, but this album is an actual journey. I would say it's diverse. It starts off extremely heavy with the riff element and keeps taking you different places, all in the realm of metal and rock. And for the show itself, the openers are amazing. There's Whiskey Pig are coming out of retirement for this.
Wow.
I know, right?
Let's talk about Whiskey Pig for just a second here, okay?
I hadn't heard that yet.
Again, talk about the life of the party.
And we can't swear on this radio show, but you know their slogan? I really want to shout it right now.
You got to come to the show to hear it.
You mean, oh, heck yeah?
Oh, that's it. Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
And there's Without Waves. They're on Prosthetic Records, actually, and they're based out of Chicago. They're incredible. Really excited to see them. That was one of my favorite albums of last year. They put out called Comedian. Okay. And Ends Well are a new band, blowing up on Instagram and things much cooler than I am on.
Yeah, we need the young people to come and show us if we're still doing it right. Did we lose the script? Did we lose the track?
Did you see the article?
They've at least seen Ends Well.
Did you see the article from Jamie Lee Curtis today about encouraging bands to play matinee shows?
Would
you be okay with that, playing like a
huge fan?
Yeah,
huge fan.
Because we're the old people here.
Well, with Iron Plow, right? We say we don't play late, we don't play long, we don't play fast.
I love it. I love it. Even shows moving back, they're like, it's done at 10. I'm like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I just time my drinking around where we play and just tell me the time.
The Faith Hills Have Eyes, March 23rd at the High Noon Saloon. Beside the CD release show, what else is on the calendar for you guys?
We're kind of popping up everywhere now, all over, well, Wisconsin and the tri-state area.
Okay. Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois.
We have our fingers in many sinister soups, but okay. For now, we're definitely going to hit Janesville in May. We're going to hit
Portage, Wisconsin.
Sweet, sweet Portage.
Is that 301 up there?
Yeah. Well, you better believe it is.
Yeah. Okay. Give those guys a shout out.
We will hit the other states, though. It's going to happen.
So, obviously, all the dates are probably on your website. Facebook media, Faith Hills Have Eyes, just search for that. I know you're on Facebook. You got a .com.
We do not, and we also encourage going to our band camp.
Yes, there you go.
Those the downloads of the songs there are even higher quality, and you can follow us there.
We're going to play Gigolo Wild Wild Wings.
Juggalo,
excuse me. See?
Such important song titles.
Juggalo Wild Wings. Tell me about this song here.
This is another one of those, we want to come in, hit them hard. It's a lot of good chugging right off the bat, a lot of dissonance, and then right into fun, melodic, catchy middle choruses.
You're a pro at it.
And I kind of say, I thought about the internet a bit with this, and that's all I'll say. And I like having some, I have some questions, and there's some nice, I like the throat. I think the lyrics are a little different in the mosh part, throwdown part, but... You can hear them for yourself and watch that lyric video, hey?
Those lyric videos are pretty cool, especially with metal, because sometimes...
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes when you're growling and screaming, what do you say there?
That is really why I wanted them, and considering, believe it or not, not everyone plays CDs anymore.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, we call it hollering.
I just got a cassette not too long ago.
Those are back. It all comes back around.
We're back in the 80s, bro. Hey, guys, thank you so
Except
much.
Except for A-Track.
Right. Oh, we want it.
New album out on A-Track.
We need the A-Track back. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's Faith Hills Have Eyes on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Max and Kevy with The Faith Hills Have Eyes. That is brand new music. It's called Juggalo Wild Wings. That's the last track on the new album, The Riff Element. Thank you so much to Goat, Gordon, and Aaron for coming in tonight, sharing the awesome news about The Faith Hills Have Eyes. Don't forget the show is happening. The CD release show is happening March 23rd. That's next Thursday here at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. It's going to be a really good show. It's going to be with Whiskey Pig. Lots of loud music. It's metal. Stick around. Essential Last Crack is coming up after 11 o'clock tonight. Plus, we're just going to jam out next hour. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, this is Goat from the Faith Hills Have Eyes. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.